Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's 9 and 11 minutes, 12 minutes, and we're here at a nice studio with a special guest. But before we introduce a special guest, first of all, we've got with us Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
Good morning. It's great. Great weather, great day. You didn't mention today is the 25th of July already.
25th July. What does it mean, the 25th of July?
That in 2 months, just over 2 months, the Hebrew calendar, the Hebrew year is finished.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, holidays.
All those family things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then?
I can't wait. And then
you can't wait because your mom is coming to visit. Don't say.
Yes, I must say. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But definitely the year is finished. The year is finished.
Again. And it's getting quicker and quicker. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. Like I told you, I mean, it's like a toilet paper. I promise you. When it's big and when you're young and it's still full, you know, you take one, it goes, look. But when you're getting older, as soon as it's finishing, it gets, you know, it's, anyway.
Yeah, if you ask my son, he's 11 years old. He said, time doesn't move.
Even the class, you know, he wants to get to the, doesn't move. Time doesn't move when you're young. Only when you're old, when you get older. Who do we have more here? We got Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing fine, Roy. I got to bed quite late last night after seeing the other comedian.
Don't lie. You've been with this blonde chick. All right.
What carry blonde on. Chick?
No,
I don't know. About blonde chick. I deny
it. I don't know. You can deny. It's fine. Yeah? Carry on.
And it wasn't that chilly this morning. I was up early.
Yeah.
I didn't find it that chilly. I took the rubbish out and put it in the street. You know what we always do on Thursday in Rivonia. And it wasn't that cold. I mean, I went
home
without
cold.
A jacket.
It wasn't cold this morning.
It was fine.
You know, surprisingly, it felt like it's going to be very cold because last night was cold. When we went to the show, was cold. When we went out, it wasn't.
That's right.
It's amazing. Like, it's 8 o'clock was cold, but at 11 wasn't. It was amazing.
You better tell them what show it was, eh?
I know. We'll talk about it just now. But then we've got with us Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Sunshine?
Good morning. Very well, yeah.
Yes,
says that, you know, that it's the end of the year, and he's absolutely right, because the people who got the boutiques, they're already merchandising for Christmas. So told you, Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah, but in South Africa, it's very easy. And as soon as Easter finish, you must start preparing for Christmas, because otherwise you'll be bored. Yeah?
No, otherwise the Jews won't have what to sell. And we've got with us, let me tell you who we've got with us. So before that, let me just put something special, because it is a special guy. And to be honest with you, I actually wanted to see the guy. I'm gonna introduce you a song before, so I don't know if your song. It's the man from Aloe Black. So who's the man with us today?
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
You can't.
Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
Anyway, our man today is Mr. Mark Banks. How are you doing, man?
Thank you very much, Roy. Thank you. I love that intro. That was fantastic.
You like?
Fantastic. Yes. And that's from an old Hasidic hymn, which is the theme tune of the Carmelites, and they used to go to war.
Really?
Against the hypocrites.
Against the hypocrites. I like that war.
Yep. And that was the tune. That's from that prayer.
Very famous tune, isn't it?
It's from that prayer.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. So, but I love that hypocrite war.
Yes.
If you couldn't sing, you weren't in the army. So you had to sing. You had to hold a tune. You had to hold a note.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, and if they said you can't sing like that, they'd say, well, you can say that because you're a hypocrite. and that's how the war started.
Yeah.
When they were saying, you can't do that. You can't put shutters like that on your house. And he says, yes, I can. I'm a hypocrite.
So first of all, I just want to say, Mark Banks, myself and Moshe went to see him 15 years ago. Moshe told me, come see this guy, Mark Banks, he's amazing, he's a very, very great comedian, whatever. And let me tell you, he kept us in stitches for the whole show. And you know what? Then Daphne said that you're going to be in her theater. And
it's a theater. It is a theater, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a theater. It's converted underground parking.
Yes.
Officially.
Okay.
It's registered as parking. You know, McDonald's are registered.
No, but it's beautiful.
McDonald's
are
registered under property. They're not registered under food. Did you know that, McDonald's?
Yeah, because McDonald's are property.
And Stanton Theatre on the Square is registered as parking.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
No, but it's a good story.
don't believe everything is expensive.
Sometimes in the middle of a play, you know, where the grandmothers just told them all that they're not Jewish, they're actually from Liverpool, and they started a rock band in the 20s that didn't go anywhere, so they just said they were Jewish.
Yeah.
And now she's going to kill them all, and she brings out a gun, and as she's about to kill them, you hear coming from the back of the stage, you hear, beep. And it's a truck reversing into the Captain Dorego food delivery truck outside and running over a Debonair's delivery scooter. It just adds to the dramatic tension of the Sandton Theatre on the Square. Also in general, I
think. If you're very quiet, you can hear the aish in the end. Yeah.
Well, it's an auto general claim going on outside the theatre because they're not sponsors of the theatre.
Because they pay nobody.
To include the sponsors.
Because they pay nobody, you're right.
Now and then you hear a car screeching. And you hear every yid in the audience saying, oh, I hope it's not mine. Oh, what was it? What was it? And then somebody comes back into there. It was an Audi. It was an out, and then everybody relaxes. And carry on watching the play. Sometimes those plays can go on and on and on, hey? They go on and on and on, some of those plays.
Some of them, yeah, I can say. We've been a couple of times tortured there, but most of lately, she's bringing nice plays.
Which is bringing me.
Well, that's a highlight of that.
Bringing me.
When, by the way, are you going to be there?
It's on...
On the 30th.
Mark, you're on the 7th of August. You're doing part of the comedy
festival. Is it only one day?
It's a one-night stand.
One night only.
But then you're bringing another show, aren't you? Mark Banks on Ice?
That's the show, Mark Banks on Ice.
But then they've got you listed as a one-night only on the 7th.
Why only one night?
Because it's only one night. Because the festival is called the One Night Only Festival.
Oh.
Isn't there a song there, One Night Only?
I'll find it for you special.
One night only.
Yeah, but it's...
Da, 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 da. One night only.
Mark, your show, you had a show at Peter Turin's Theatre called Mark Banks on Ice.
Yes. Where's that?
Monte Cassino upstairs. Peter Turin. Sorry. Studio Theatre. I was there for 4 weeks. You didn't come and see it.
I wasn't invited.
You invited 3 times. We SMS'd.
I believe Mark, I don't believe Peter.
I stalked you down Rivonia Road, coming back from Virgin Active. I don't know what you were doing
was
there.
Was that you?
Yes, that was me.
With dark glasses and a wig.
I was in the penguin suit. I've been doing a promotion on penguin biscuits. Pick up a penguin. Pick up a... And nobody bought them. Nobody bought the biscuits. So they said, you can't work here anymore. And I had to, because I told everyone I was doing a huge gig for 2 weeks. I didn't tell them I was in a penguin suit in Spa Rivonia Road. So I decided to stalk you and see if you'd come and see the show that night. So we were at Peter Turin's upstairs studio theatre for 4 weeks last month, or the month before, whenever 4 weeks ago was. For 4 weeks. I don't know. I'm going backwards in time. Look how Moshi's looking at me. And I say backwards in time, Moshi's face just lights up.
Yeah, because... Hey. But because this Moshe and the other Moshe,
yes,
the one who crossed,
there's another Moshe,
boyfriends, the first Moshe,
the first Moshe.
The first Moshe and this Moshe were friends.
Yes,
I'm not sure if not boyfriends but friends.
Well, but earlier when you said 15 years ago, I was going to say yes, that was when Moshe was old.
Moshe was
15 years ago.
Moshe was old. Moshe and Jesus went engagé to where?
On the water.
Quite right.
Yeah.
Quite right.
Yeah.
Not the most popular miracle.
No. What was the most popular miracle?
Water to wine.
Oh.
Water to wine was the most popular miracle.
Amazing one too.
A lot of miracles were done that were never written about.
Like?
Only the underpants to ground glass. and shoes to thorns. That wasn't a very popular miracle. Did you say socks to sugar?
Mark, did they ever market the wine?
No, they didn't. No. He didn't carry it on. It was so popular.
Yeah.
He moved into food. He got into food
fish.
Off that.
Fish.
Yeah. Oh,
fish.
My goodness.
Ooh.
Fish.
Barrel.
And loaves. And loaves. It doesn't say of bread.
Just loaves.
Of loaves. Because even in the original Aramaic, which is how I studied religion, the original Aramaic.
The Aramaic.
It just said loaves. It doesn't say of bread.
Just loaves.
Just loaves. So it could have been cocaine, which is how it could have been.
How they're so happy. They kept them happy.
They were all dancing and nobody wanted more food. It must have been pure, absolute South American, real good stuff that Phoenicians must have brought in.
Yeah.
From Colombia. Through the hypocrites. The hypocrites brought it down. And they said, have some of this loaf. And they just cut it down. And the four loaves, they were still dancing and there was still, and nobody wanted any more food.
They're still dancing today.
They're still dancing today, you're right. Today.
But not, I don't think the quality is as good as it could have been then in Aramaic.
Isn't it amazing how many times the hypocrites come up?
All the time. Yes, they always do. They always do,
but they
Peter.
They find their way into onto pages. How do they do that?
They find their way, because they're hypocrites. They find their way into anything.
But absolutely. Got a very good
into politics
too.
Especially, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
Hypocrites and PAs.
PAs are terrible.
PAs are terrible. Well, not as bad as Jacob Zuma's one when he got the death threats the other day. She told him the next day. He said the next morning at breakfast when he was sitting down and eating his walkie-talkies, cell phones, tabletops and anything else he could eat that wasn't labelled food for Jacob. He said, did anybody phone, by the way? Whatever that is in Zulu.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yes, there were a few calls. And he said, who? Well, Edward phoned. Edward, your son. Oh, yes, Edward. Edward is
one of them, yeah.
Oh, wait, hang on. There's another. Somebody phoned and said, they're going to kill you. Sorry, I meant to tell you last night, but I forgot. Going to kill me.
Sounds like Irene, don't you think?
You and your family and all those around you. You think she would have passed that message on?
Yeah.
But she didn't.
But I'm thinking about when the doctor is calling him to tell him he's got one day to live, when she's gonna give him this message, that's gonna
the
be
day
a problem.
After.
The doctor gave him 3 months and he said, I won't be able to pay you. He said, all right, I'll give you 6 months.
He gives him terms.
Hey,
Chai FM 101.9. Chai FM 101.9 proudly present Mr. Mark Banks.
Do you still do the Saturday broadcast where there is not a sound? There is nothing.
Yes. And the sounds of silence.
Sounds of silence.
There's nothing.
Would you believe that?
Nothing. There's not even a thing saying, this is Chai FM. I'm a Christian speaking because we can't.
All the Jews are on holiday.
All the Jews are on holiday and it is a holy day.
Listen, it's one of the most popular shows in Chai FM.
Yeah,
just
like the sounds of silence.
From Friday evening until Saturday evening.
Not a sound.
Even
not
in Israel, the religious stations stay open. They're just playing tapes, but they're playing something. You're going to go into
but
know.
Then they are
I'm against it. But
so technically they're breaking the ban on broadcasting.
No, no.
So they're hypocrites.
If you put the button, you press it before.
Automatically before
Shabbat
let it run.
Coming,
the machine runs it. You can put music, you can put something nice, you can put even, sermons from rabbis,
still
whatever.
Press buttons here. How
do you
press buttons?
No, not on.
Fantastic.
Oh. We do that. This is all mechanical. We're still on the mechanical
age. Yeah, we just move from handles.
This is where my technology. This is where I am. This is first thing.
He is showing us a phone that came through in 1825.
It's the first phone without a cable.
Work.
Yeah,
it does work. It's a complete thief-proof phone.
How come?
Nobody steals these.
If they steal it, they bring it back.
Yeah.
No, they just leave. They don't even steal it. They just leave it. Nobody takes it. No one. No one at all. And if you charged it, you get about 3 months. Seriously.
I won't even mention what it is.
It is a Nokia 3210.
Okay.
3210.
3210.
I'm sure it's like $80.
They actually paid me money.
To advertise it.
I can't say the name of the store. Pep Stores. They had a special on. It was 79 Rand, and you got 55 Rand airtime with it for 29 Rand. If you bought two 55 Rand vouchers, you could get two 55 Rand vouchers if you bought two phones at 79 Rand. So you got 55 Rand against the 79 Rand phone for 29 Rand.
So cheaper to buy the phone than to buy the voucher.
If you bought three, you got the fourth one. You got the fourth phone free. So I bought 12 phones. So I came out with 32 phones and 11 hours free airtime to talk to other Celsi people between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. How desperate is that? Not even Lifeline would call those people. And I'd made 875 Rand on the deal.
You don't
you'd like this.
You know, there's a couple of Jews now calculating. Hold on a second, Mark. Hold on a second. No, you missed something here. I'm telling you. You know the Jews.
No.
A couple of Jews that are listening to us now. They're calculating now. They say, no, it's wrong in calculation. I think he lost money.
Is it a couple of, is it down to a couple now? Is it a couple?
What do you think?
Only a couple of them. Only a couple of them calculating.
Because I believe Chai FM is in new premises now because apparently the listener moved.
Whoa,
the listener moved?
No, the listener.
We haven't heard anything of that that can't be confirmed just yet.
Not yet.
Mark, I want to ask you a more serious question.
Yes, please.
How long have you been going strong and how do you find your information and your storylines? Where do you get it from? I mean, you're not repeating, you're finding new territory. Just give a little background on that.
I listen to what people talk about. I read things in the newspaper, which nobody does now. No one reads newspapers. Everything is online. You go onto you go into social media and you worry about what Boity's mother said about anal sex, and how many children illegitimately this one has had who plays for that soccer team who's gone to another soccer team for £12 million and how he fell into the
£12 million must be like a second and player.
I mean. It's for nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Today, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm from a long line of very bad footballers.
Me too.
Me too. That was my great grandfather's me too. He was me too.
Wasn't there a Banks who played?
Gordon Banks.
Yes, the
Gordon Banks.
Gordon Banks.
He was a goalie.
He was a goalie. He was in the Dream Team 1966.
Yeah, that's
right. Not related.
He actually passed about a year ago, less than a year ago.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes. He was a right
at the age of 81.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not old.
It's not old. No, it's not that old for today.
No. 81's old.
You know, today in Israel right now, the average male age is 84.
Seriously?
Yeah.
84?
84, the average.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Though, a friend of mine, and I think Peter knows her, Suzanne Brenner,
yes,
her mother turned 100 on Sunday.
Yeah, but for women is easy.
Really?
And she's as right as rain, flies. She doesn't drive anymore, but 100. And to her, it was just like, she said, I feel exactly the way I did when I was
45. Oh. Leo should be a comedian as well.
No.
Everybody is these days. Everybody is. There are so many comedians these days. You need Robert's comedian.
Let me tell
guide.
You. We met a lot of comedians. But,
yes.
You come from different. Just
don't you find them quite
talent.
Needy? Don't you find them quite needy?
Yes,
and
they are.
Sad There's, and desperate.
Some of them are, and some of them are amazing.
Really?
And and I must say, listen, whatever credit is due, I mean, this is somebody like you that can make you laugh from the first moment. This is amazing. For me, it's amazing.
Yeah, we talked about
it's
it yesterday.
It's a talent. Yeah, we did.
To laugh, it's great. Everybody likes to laugh. Who can tell you I don't like to laugh?
Yeah, oh, no, there's quite a few of those.
My mother-in-law used to
cry.
He likes to cry.
Really?
For me, Argentina.
I don't like to laugh.
Uh-huh.
Laughter is the best medicine.
He's taking marriage very seriously, and it's all right.
He's married. Intellectual.
Yep. Well, serious intellectuals laugh now and then, usually on Tuesdays. Oh, the gold price and the misfortunes of others. Usually, they enjoy laughing at that.
Yeah,
that keeps them going because they're hypocrites.
But you know, let me tell you something. Whoa, it's 9:29, guys. Let me put
101.9 Chai FM.
Oh. Coming to you.
Hey?
Great voice.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put again, you're the man, because he's the man, Mr. Mark Banks today. If you've got any questions or anything, please contact us on, what is it now? What is the Telegram on 061-895-1019. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:34, 25 minutes to 10 o'clock. And what do we have now? We've got, first of all, don't forget, we've got the man with us. We've got Mr. Mark Banks with us that is going to perform in the theater in what is it?
The
Centon Theatre on the Square.
Centon Theatre on the Square. We forgot on the to seventh, pump the show. We were on talking the seventh, so much yeah. rubbish earlier.
No, it wasn't rubbish. That was all making sense stuff.
I was only joking
stuff.
About
and
the
we were talking about
parking. It's state-of-the-art, air-conditioned, magnificent. It's one of the most comfortable theatres in Johannesburg.
Actually, you feel like you're in your own lounge. It's so beautiful.
It's great if you're short. But if you've got long legs...
it's not bad. It's actually not bad.
They have a seat for Derek Watts.
And your car is just around.
I know.
And your car is just around
just
the
around,
corner.
Because you sit in the parking.
You can go walk across the stage and through the door. There's your car. In fact, they can drive your car onto the stage.
It's a great plus.
The only thing is getting it up the stairs to get it into Stanton Theatre on the Square through those fountains.
Yeah, the fountains
so
are probably
fountains
right.
still go.
Yeah,
are they
yeah.
still going?
Yeah, they're still going. You know what? On the 7th, you have to come and see Mark Banks. It was
Mark
amazing.
Banks on ice. For the last time ever in Johannesburg.
Banks on ice.
Mark Banks on ice.
Mark Banks on ice.
Are you going to be melting that night?
Yes. Yeah, I melt at the end. The ending, I don't, it's one of the joys of Saint Andrew on the Square is that it's so wide, we can get a full, Olympic size width ice rink onto the stage. So we'll be able to do the full finale as we did in Barcelona. Barcelona. 6 months ago.
When Barcelona.
Barcelona. Barcelona. We won the European single freestyle one-man stand-up satirical review. We got gold, three
bronze.
What
did you say we?
Well, it was the full company. The full company, Mark Banks on Ice. There's about 85 people, in the chorus. I am the lead, but there's a chorus of 85. With the chimpanzee tea party.
Just taking crap.
So we'll be able to get the full rink down into Santa Fe on the Square. And a complete kosher ice rink. A lot of ice rinks.
You must come on a Wednesday show, please, because...
It is a complete kosher ice rink, of which there are very few in the world. This is kosher and certified by...
The ice is kosher.
Chevra Kadisha, the Beth Din and the Jewish Board of Deputies have sanctified the ice rink. It's a complete kosher ice rink, one of the few in the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. 061.
He knows. Amen. It's from Amen. They make
from
the
men. The men.
No, the 7th is a Wednesday, so it's definitely kosher.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
It is an Amen.
Amen.
Chevra Kadisha, Beth Din approved kosher ice rink. One of the few in the world.
Amazing.
A man and a woman.
Yeah.
A woman. Amen. Amen. Amen.
They make the rinks. They make the rinks in Hanoi.
Milchik.
Hanoi.
Hanoi Glen Hazel.
Just outside Glen Hazel.
Yeah. I know this place.
Telegram. Our telegram number 0618951019. We've got Peter Feldman who'll tell us some stories about what Pick and Pay. What is it?
Oh, we got a few stories.
About?
Messages that keep us in business. We are known as the people of the book. We are literary connoisseurs, consumers of words and prose, sharers of ideas. In short, we are readers. Chai FM is starting a book club. Would you like to be one of the Chai FM book club readers? You'll receive a book every month to review on the radio for our listening community. It's social, it's fun, it's mentally enlightening. We are looking for people with a wide range of reading topics and genres. Get in touch. Email us at books@chaifm.com. It's books@chaifm.com. And then we got something else. It says the Jewish Community Survey of South Africa will be closing today. This is your last chance to participate and have your say. Go to www.jcssa2019.co.za to sign up. For more information, please visit www.jcssa2019.co.za. Check out the Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/JCSSA2019. And now we got some news from Pick and Pay. Kosher raisin rib for R139.90.
Kosher raisin rib?
Yes, yes.
Oh, sure.
Goodness.
Kosher barbecue whole chicken at a very low $69.99 per kilo.
$69.99.
This is Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, and these pocket saving sweet deals are just for you. There's a beef burger, Mark, at 89 per kilo, 89 rand. There's kosher lamb riblets at R139.99 per kilo.
It's reasonable.
Catch these and many more specials in store. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot. Thanks.
Ooh. If you can drive with peripheral vision and you can see, have eyes at the back of your head to see Glenda Myerson reversing forward out of the parking bay in front that she should have reversed out of but drove through, it is.
So who wants to book his place at Mark Banks on Ice? You must just call us 0618951019. Our SMS number 34519. It will cost you $1.50, but we Jews, we don't even use the $1.50, eh?
No.
The $1.50 is too much. All right.
And it's one night only. And it's for one night only.
And it's for one night only.
Yeah. Peter, could have put more into that, those specials, Peter, on that.
Right. What more?
Well, you said the Jewish community are having a thing. The Jewish community. You could have got a bit of sort of swing.
Okay, so the audition is, I failed the audition.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did. I mean, if I put you against Mark, Mark can read it much nicer, I must
kosher
say.
Kosher raisin riblets. Did you feel like kosher raisin riblets?
I can't be honest. I have to be honest on radio and then I don't answer. I keep the fifth.
Yeah.
And on that one.
Only available at the Norwood Hypermarket. I don't believe that. I bet you'll get them at Boxburg. And I don't want to say this, but probably for cheaper.
Yeah, but not
Boxburg. You'd find,
but not as kosher as in Norwood.
Oh, so you get kosher and more kosher.
More kosher, yeah.
Norwood, it's...
Norwood is kosher, super kosher. Is that really, really, really...
You know, you
really
got... Actually, he's right. There is kosher and there's glatt kosher. You know glatt kosher? No. Glatt in Yiddish is straight. What is it?
Yeah.
Straight.
He's our kosher expert.
No, no.
Mehadrin and everything.
Mehadrin, yeah. Mehadrin. If you want to be very kosher...
They even separate the milk, don't they? They separate milks. Yeah. Milk is separated from milk. They separate milk if it's glatt kosher. The milk is separated from milk. Yolk is separated from eggs. It's just
the milk is separated from the cow.
Even the chicken is separated from the egg.
And inside the egg, the yolk. That's where yolk comes from. Yes. He is a yolk. Is when he take the yolk out of the egg and go off with it, and he'd be happy. He must be a yolk. He is a yolk.
He knows Yiddish better than us.
The Boxburg one. They don't worry about dairy. They are. It's still very racist out that neck of the woods. In fact, they serve black and white scotch in separate glasses. Only on Fridays.
And Saturdays it's okay.
But I thought the dairy problem was confined to the Free State.
No. Estina. The Free State. The only thing was they did no dairy there. Isn't that awful what happened there? 200 million rand was given.
To?
200 million.
To age guys. To raise those cows.
To raise the cows, to start the dairy farm, and they got all these people in, and they said, here's money we're gonna give you to start a farm, and we're gonna do this and that and this, and it all just disappeared. Not one cent, not a shekel went to
There's not even a calf over there, yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Amazing, eh?
Nothing.
Amazing. You know,
he was involved with Esma Shahula, you know, the Secretary General of ANC, he was involved there. He used to be the Premier of Free State, and he was involved there.
Yeah, yes. Very nice guy, I must say, very nice guy. My wife was busy reading the book about Ace.
Yes.
And she says him as amazing guy, a wonderful person.
But they always are. They always are.
Yeah.
We should get him into the studio, Roy, and you can...
Ace. Yes. Yeah, we should. But I'd rather get comedians to the studio, to be honest with you.
Well, he is a bit of a comedian.
He's a gangster. I mean, according to they call it, I think, gangster state.
Right? Gangster state.
They
had the launch in Hyde Park. That's when they raided the bookstore. They went
mad. Would you believe that? They call it democracy. You know, it's amazing democracy. Democracy only belongs to liberals. You know that.
I'm writing this down, Roy.
Yeah, write it down.
So it works like this.
To liberals. Liberal. So what happens like this? For instance, in the states, if the Democrats wins the election, it's democracy. If the other side wins the elections, it's not democracy. So how does the democracy works? It's the only way is democracy is a liberal thing.
Democracy ends the day the last vote is cast.
Yeah, but that's not bad. That's still democracy.
Yes.
Yeah, but what happened, for instance, in the state when they chose Trump to be a president? Suddenly, no, it wasn't democracy. It wasn't right. It's almost all the people vote for Hillary. Almost all the people vote for Hillary. Yeah, but that's democracy.
But this is where the brilliance of a South African inventor comes in. Trump is building the wall, and our brilliant, brilliant man, Elon Musk.
Yes,
Elon Musk. It sounds like he's from Israel, doesn't
it? By mistake, he was born in Pretoria, and 2 days after it, his parents ran away, and he's South African.
He has built something. This is going to shock a lot of. This is going to shock a lot of high FM listeners. I must warn you. Roy, Peter, I hope you're strapped in. But Elon Musk has invented something that can get through walls. He has invented something where people can actually get through a wall. It's called a door.
Oh,
amazing!
Incredible!
Amazing! Amazing!
They're just testing it at the moment. He's also doing the Boring Company. He started the Boring Company, where he digs tunnels now. You can get from Las Vegas Airport to Chicago in 1.25 hours.
So that's not bad, eh?
Yeah. And he's using a South African company, I heard. It's called Shaft Sinkers.
Hey, Peter, you're getting there.
You're getting there, Peter.
You're getting there.
You're inspiring me, Mark.
Yes. Just a bit more oomph in
the Just don't tell Carla.
Especially on the brisket. And brisket, 1 kilogram for, not brisket, 1 kilogram for. That's not going to get me to Norwood.
What's brisket?
Brisket is when you ding a car and you don't quite dent the bumper, but you can see this paint brisket, has come off.
No, this is on the Brexit. Bumper.
No, brisket.
That's brisket, isn't it? Isn't that brisket?
Roy, what do you think about Liverpool?
What do you think about Liverpool?
We're
losing all our games.
There's no special on Liverpool.
We didn't lose.
There's liver. There's chicken liver. Chicken liver giblets, wasn't it? Giblets? Chicken liver giblets, but no
yesterday liver pool. Yesterday they interviewed Klopp after another draw against Benfica last night. And they asked him if Coutinho's going to come. He said, no way. Gareth Bale, no way. I don't know who's going to come.
Well, do we need anybody?
Ah, yes.
Do we?
Yes.
Sané is going to Bayern Munich, I believe.
Who?
Yeah, let him go.
Sané.
Let him go.
None of my business.
When does this get broadcast?
What?
Is it going out now?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously? Are we out now? We're on the air.
It doesn't matter. It's too late to take back anything.
I got on Fridays.
Well, you got the
Saturdays.
You got motoring?
I just got one line here for Mark.
Okay. What?
Kral Vors is just R79.99.
Yeah, that sounds like Okral. Okral Vors. You got a
Vors. Yeah.
Vors.
Vors.
Vors. Okral Vors.
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 Vors. Vors. Is only R79. It's reasonable. It's not a bargain.
I've said it Vors. Okral.
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 What's that?
Okral. Okral is when you get a bit of gristle from a sausage stuck in your teeth. And then hours later you're still feeling it and you don't know where the dental floss is, you can't get in there to get it, and you.
So what do you do?
You play hours the tongue. That's called okral. That's okral.
You know you make a voice kosher.
No. You tell it.
You cut it off.
I thought you tell it. Oh. You kosher. Telegram 0618951019. SMS is 34519. 150 it will cost you. And what do we have here? Mark Banks is here with us. And Mr. Moshe Starograd. The same guy that walked hand with Jesus. crossing the who?
Galilee. The Sea of
Galilee. Yeah.
The Sea of Galilee.
Not just once. And not just once, apparently. Many times.
Tell me, how did he turn the thing to...
Did they walk here?
Yeah. How did he turn the wine to the water to wine? Moshe?
The what?
Was the water to wine. Was that like a trick?
Yeah, well, you know, those days, you know, he was a magician.
The sediment.
David Copperfield of these times, yeah.
The sediment in the clay pots they used, when it went dry, if it would freeze at the bottom, it was almost like a sort of a leakhole thing where you would just need to add water, basically. And it was raining that day.
So just add water. It was just add water.
And it was raining. And as he was holding it, I think the temperature from his hands... And the water and the sediment at the bottom of the pot.
I tell you why, because he had his hands in his pockets before. Yep. But he was playing, alright.
It was a Friday. Tuesday. It was done on a Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Same day Kennedy was shot.
Same day?
Kennedy was shot on a Tuesday.
Why Tuesday?
I don't know. Titanic sank on a Tuesday, started sinking on Tuesday, went down on a Wednesday.
You're not to say in Hebrew, Pa'amayim Ki Tov.
Tuesday
is a good day. It's a good day.
Is that it? Pa'amayim Ki Tov. That's right.
Yeah.
Pa'amayim Ki Tov.
It's twice as bad. It's twice as good.
Twice
that's what it's
twice as good.
Why is that?
So Tuesday is good. You know why?
Because
it's
in the middle
talk about
of the midweek.
What's
it's
that?
The midweek. It's in the middle of the week.
So do you remember when it was this? Do you remember the bicycle race in London when all the girls went naked? I wonder what day that was.
Sunday afternoon.
Was it a Sunday afternoon?
Sunday afternoon.
Terrible feeling. You're not a Jewish woman, that's so bad. It's not a joke, it's a real story about a man that was just busy dying. He was really busy dying. And you know what, he starts smelling this, a very good smell coming from the kitchen. And he says to his wife, what is a good Jewish name?
Malka.
Moisha.
Rochela.
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 Do me a big favor, Rochela. This smell is killing me. Please give me a piece of this cake as a strudel cake. She says, you're out of your mind? This cake is for your funeral. The last stretch of the show. Thank you for staying with us. 8 minutes to 10 o'clock, and we're busy kicking us out of the studio. But before Craig's going to kick us out of the studio, let me first of all thank Peter, Moshe, Liel, and especially to Mr. Mark Banks. Thank you for being with us, Mark. I want to talk about yesterday's show for 2 minutes, if we don't mind. Yesterday we seen Lindy, Lindy. He was really, really good. He was amazing. You have to go see the guy. It's a little bit different. It's not like the normal black comedian that always talks about racism or whatever. He was talking about his family, the way he grew up. In a very, very funny way. I think it is a must to see, and we have to support our local people. So come, guys. Come. It's not that expensive. It's actually not expensive at all. And go see, yeah.
And the show is about his respect for his father who passed away in July last year.
In a very funny way.
So it's called Boys Don't Cry in July. And he's on till Saturday at Auto and General Theatre on the Square at Nelson Mandela Square. Is that okay, Mark?
Nelson Mandela Square.
Yes. You've got to be careful how you say it.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela Square, the theatre on the square, they call it. It's an Auto and General Theatre. It's a wonderful little theatre. You feel like you're sitting in your own lounge and it's like a private entertainment. It's really, really nice. The seats are comfortable. It is cheap. And listen, we have to support the local guys. I mean, they're doing an amazing job. Not on the same level, but really good.
Thank you so much.
Mark, no, thank you. Me for what?
When you said that we're really doing an amazing job.
I wasn't talking about you. Sorry, I thought I'd won something.
No, hold on.
I thought you were going to present.
Let me talk about you. Hold on. You know, problem
giving
comedians.
Away a tumble always, dryer. Did we tell you we're giving away a tumble dryer?
Are we giving away a tumble dryer?
From Chai FM and Hirsch.
Hirsch
Furnishes and Chai FM. We're giving away a tumble dryer.
Yes.
A kosher, one of Johannesburg's first kosher tumble dryers.
All right. Yeah,
audience member who will draw on the night.
So, if you want to go and see, listen, watch, Mark Banks is going to be on the 7th. What time? Quarter past eight.
I think it's 8:15. Mark Banks on ice.
And it's a Tuesday. What is it?
No, it's a Wednesday.
I think it's
Wednesday.
Wednesday the 7th of August.
So at quarter past eight.
It's Elvis's birthday.
Here you go.
He must have had one. Yeah.
So, bicycle race on a Sunday. That's going to be on a Wednesday. And I'm going to see you all there. Please, guys. Mark Bain's amazing. I promise you guys.
Thank you very much. And it's for all ages. There's no swearing in my show. I'm the only comedian in South Africa who doesn't swear.
Really?
Don't the you show swear? Is rabbinical. Hilarious and rabbinical.
Do you swear by it?
I swear by it.
One last question. Why on ice?
Because I don't want to do it on wood. It's a tribute to Noah. Had Noah lived through the Ice Age, which he probably did. The polar caps are probably moving during that time. We don't know. We don't know if he was in water. It doesn't say the ark was in the sea. It says it was afloat, but it doesn't say on what. It's like the loaves. It doesn't say
Mark,
afloat.
Have a nice day, guys. All of you.
Apple. It was fruit of the tree of knowledge. Did you know that?
Goodbye, everybody.
In the Garden of Eden.
He's kicking us out. Cheers, guys.
Out.
Have a lovely day.